Thanks for listening to Passenger List. I'm Audrey Mardavich, the managing producer of Radiotopia. If you're listening for the first time, make sure to start back at episode one. It's called Traffic. This episode is a conversation with John Scott Dryden and Mark Henry Phillips, two of the creative forces behind the show. But first, if you've heard the show, you may have also heard this.
Radiotopia.
Radiotopia is a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. We support shows like Passenger List that bring you stories you can't stop thinking about. Once a year, Radiotopia asks our listeners to support the shows they love and to help us make more of them. This year, our goal is to reach 35,000 donors, and we need your help to get there. Your donation allows producers to dream big and carefully craft every second of audio you hear. Across 8 episodes, Passenger List tells the story of a missing plane and a search for truth. Each episode starts with a montage that sets the mood and hints at what's to come. We wanted to find out more about these opening scenes by talking with Passenger List creator John Scott Dryden and sound designer Mark Henry Phillips. This is the kind of work your donation helps support. And if you're ready to donate now, you can head to radiotopia.fm to support the show. Here's John and Mark.
Hi, I'm John Scott Dryden, and I'm a writer, producer, and the creator of Passenger List.
I'm Mark Henry Phillips, and I'm the sound designer, editor, and composer for Passenger List.
Could you talk, John, a little bit about how you two met each other and how you came to find yourselves working on this project together?
So Mark and I met a couple of years ago, when I was working at a podcast company in New York called Panoply, and I was director of scripted content there. And I mean, I'd been a huge fan of the stuff that Mark had worked on. And so it was always, something that I wanted to somehow engineer, to find an opportunity to work with Mark in some way.
In America, it feels like the scripted fiction podcast form is so new and there's so few examples. But John's this expert who's been doing it for years and years in the UK for the BBC. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of it, most of it is unavailable. You can only sort of hear it, when it airs on the UK or maybe a short window afterwards. So unfortunately, I wasn't very familiar with John's work. He sent me some of the shows, just MP3s of it, and I was like, wow, like he's been doing this for so long and doing so much cool stuff, and I was excited to work with someone who has so much experience in this world.
Beyond, just hearing John's work, what was exciting you about the project?
I think it was hearing the montage. John had sort of done a mock-up of it with a temp music track, and a lot of the voices were just him and his wife. But hearing that, while reading the scripts, it really captured for me, I think, the potential of it and why it'd be so cool, because it could feel really real. We could use snippets of real broadcasts, and we could, make it feel like, wait, is this real or not real? Did this crash really happen?
That's a wonderful segue. Do you want to talk to us about just how you came up with the idea for the opening montages? Where those all began?
We wanted to create something that would kind of mesmerize, hopefully, the audience, and that would have a sense of, with each episode, of repetition, but it would also build slightly. So each montage would be slightly different, but would have some of the same elements, but would root the audience into exactly, what they were listening to and where they were in the story.
Breaking news tonight. Breaking news this hour. A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York.
Atlantic Flight 702.
Radar contact with the plane was lost.
Our prayers go to the relatives of the passengers on board 256 in number.
Hey,
Atlantic Airlines has today confirmed reports that the co-pilot of missing Flight 702, Zahid Najem, was a last-minute replacement.
Every time something like this happens, the first question anyone asks is, were there any Muslims on board? Who were they? Why were they there?
There's a reason why we ask these questions.
No, we are not the terrorists, and yet you insist on implying...
I keep thinking what would have happened if I hadn't been sick. Would things have turned out different? I guess we'll never know. I'm sorry, that's all I have to say.
Fiction drama is kind of quite difficult for a lot of people to engage with. And we felt that starting the show with a kind of news-type montage like this would be a way of possibly pulling in people who are much more used to hearing news-type programs. And we could pull them into this mystery, into this story, through doing that. I mean, I guess the idea of it just came from when that Malaysian flight disappeared a few years ago and the amount of news coverage there was surrounding that. Like every day there were different theories of what had happened to that plane. And I guess that those kind of news reports just stuck in my head and sort of played back to me in my head. And I thought, you know, this would be a really good way to begin, you know, a show about a missing plane.
Can you just tell us more about just the production process in general?
You know, I mixed in real snippets here and there of, you know, stuff from YouTube, you know, just a second here, a second there. So there are the more generic clips are sometimes real people on CNN. And I think that, you know, helps establish the context and excuse me, and makes the actors or, you know, the people reading our lines sound even more real, you know, that you hear, you know, Wolf Blitzer saying like, this just in.
Breaking news.
We have some breaking news. Wreckage believed to have come from the missing Atlantic Flight 702 has been found off the coast.
Yeah, the tone, it's weird. It's like when actors who don't watch a lot of television try it's off. It's something about trying to sound really serious, but there's also a bit of excitement in their voice because they know this is like a big story. So they can't be too excited, but they can't be too serious. It's a weird tone that's like really hard to direct someone to do. It's just kind of like, it's almost like an imitation. Like you just have to pick like Tom Brokaw and try and do a your version of like a Tom Brokaw. I mean, I think that's kind of the best way to do it. But then it mixing in some of these real people also, I think, really can add to the realism.
And in thinking across all of the episodes, I guess for either of you, are there any of them that stand out to you as favorites or any that were like particularly fun for you to work on?
My favorite montage is the opening of episode one. And that's because, you know, the episode actually begins with a sequence before the plane even takes off. And so you don't even know that a plane has disappeared. So that first montage in episode one takes you from before the plane took off right the way to 6 months later. But it's kind of like the whole, in that one montage, the plane disappears, there's an investigation, and the whole thing is kind of done and dusted. And then our story sort of begins.
Breaking news this hour. A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York.
Atlantic Flight 702.
Where its radar contact with the plane was lost.
All people on board.
But I think everyone here is bracing themselves for the worst.
At this point, it really is still a mystery.
The disappearance is due to mechanical problems, pilot error, or even terrorism.
Weather conditions
is yet to be determined.
This is very rare. For an airplane to disappear is not normal. I think we have, at this hour, every reason to expect that this is not going to be a good outcome.
Tempers are fraying. Some relatives of missing passengers were forcefully removed from a news conference.
through.
The satellite images show the plane changing course dramatically.
Altered course before ascending rapidly to 20,000 feet.
The aircraft made that turn toward the west.
Lost position.
53 left.
Lost in the middle.
Hoping for news.
Halting mission.
About loved ones.
By a suspected bird strike.
A bird strike.
Bird strike is the most likely reason.
Plane moving to 33,000 feet. We know that the left wing engine struck a flock of geese. The pilot reported.
We have to move on. Life is a fragile thing, and maybe this is a time for all of us to pause and turn to those we love and hold them close, because life, well, life is fragile.
You know, there's a lot of different elements within each of these, and they change for each episode. And there, like you were talking about, Mark, there's some real sound in there and things like that. But there's also the series music. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the music use as well.
Yeah, I guess I came up with it sort of after we had started working in the show, on the show. So I was starting to really get a feel for the tone of the show and, you know, how these montages would be used and how they were starting to sound. You know, we had a temp track in there that was a little too sad. So it was kind of triangulating sort of against things I didn't want it to sound like, which is always tough because ideally you know what you do want it to sound like. I was sitting at my piano and kind of came up with that melody, and yeah, it felt right. It felt kind of almost like an old melody, you know, something like from the attic or something. I don't know if that makes sense. But then in the production, I layered a lot of strings and woodwinds that were doing sort of these more aleatoric performances or just sort of holding notes, but then sort of playing them in weird ways. So the string players are, you know, don't have much rosin on their bows, and they're sort of hitting these harmonics, and the woodwind players are squeaking and doing things like that. And to me, that was trying to capture that there, you know, is something sort of seeping up from underneath the real story and sort of capturing that.
Yeah. Did you know, John, did you know right away when you heard it that was the right?
Well, funnily enough, I was completely sold on the previous theme, you know, which I thought worked great. And Mark, I could tell Mark was a little, you know, he liked it, but he did say maybe it's too sad. It was quite melancholy. I wouldn't say it was sad exactly, but it was more melancholy. And I wasn't quite getting what Mark was saying until Mark put the other track that he'd written under it. And then immediately I thought, God, this is just right.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, and it's so moving when you hear it come in. And I think all that you said about just it strikes such the right balance between danger and intrigue and sadness and all of that. Did either of you have any other thoughts about this sort of opening sequence part that you think would be of particular interest to the listeners? Anything else?
You know, a lot of other podcasts, it's just two people sitting at microphones, and I love those type of podcasts, but it's just funny to think that, you know, I could spend like the amount of time that, you know, an interview show spends on like the whole production, I spent looking for an audience going, ooh.
And our guest this morning is Mia Rizal, known to many of her followers as the Psychic Witch. Now, you were sitting in that plane, right?
That's right. I was there. Something didn't seem quite right.
Now, what did you feel that made you think something wasn't right? Was it a psychic premonition?
I think it's also sort of part of the fun of shows like these is that so much time and thought goes into every single moment. You know, it's just a different way of making shows.
Thanks to John and Mark for all of their amazing work, and to Lauren Shippen, who co-wrote and co-directed Passenger List. And thank you for listening and supporting the show. We couldn't do this without you. Now we're asking you to make your mark on Passenger List and Radiotopia. head to radiotopia.fm to learn more and to donate right now. And there's some new information about passenger lists that's only available in our donors-only podcast, Radiotopia Plus. If you donate at any level, you get access to it. So head to radiotopia.fm to hear some secret news about passenger list. That's radiotopia.fm. Thanks.
Radiotopia.